Brisbane.
Brisbane.
I think it's a friendly city.
Just an exciting place to live.
Fantastic.
This is ABC Radio Brisbane.
If you love your trains, you might be heading out west soon. Two historic silver bullet trains, which once ran services in Brisbane and Toowoomba and the North Coast, are about to crank up. The trains, built in 1971, are being relocated from Queensland Rail's Ipswich workshop to their new home in Longreach to become a major tourist attraction.
Oh, great story.
This will be great. Alan and Sue Smith have been running Outback Aussie Tours for 35 years and they're getting ready to take delivery of the trains. Actually, I think Alan's on the road at the moment. Hello, Alan.
Yeah, g'day, Loretta. G'day, listeners.
Now, what are you up to? You're on the road. Are you heading our way?
Yeah, so we're heading down with one of our four-wheel drive coaches to be part of the launch of the relocation launch. And so it all happens today. We're loading the rolling stock this morning. And then this afternoon, we've invited a few people to come and share a little celebration and of really the start of something new.
Alan, are they making tracks to Longreach or are you putting them on the back of a truck?
We're actually making tracks on a truck. How's that?
Oh, tell me more.
So we've actually got a special low loader with the tilt tray, and it has railway tracks on the back of it, and that they actually back it up and haul the rail motors up on the top of on from line to line. So line from the museum up onto line on the back of the truck, and then we go by truck to Longreach.
What an operation. When do you leave?
So early tomorrow morning. It's departure before peak hour traffic. So we need to get out there. We're hoping to get along through the Darling Downs and out through Roma and Mitchell and Morven and Augathella and Tambo and Blackall and into through Barkin and Longreach. So it'll be a two-day trip with a little arrival celebration with the community out there at the railway station at 5:30 on Thursday.
Oh, how wonderful. So people might see these trains passing through.
Yeah, so it's one at a time. We're pulling 2036 first is the first number coming out, and then 2034 will come out next week. So same truck, two trips, and it'll be a 10-day process to get both these beautiful units out west.
And, Alan, why? Why are you doing it?
Well, people love trains, mate. And truly, there's no better way to see the bush and experience the bush than by train. And what I love about the 2000 series rail motor is they really link the era of steam with the era of the air-conditioned, fully sealed-off train. So people, you can bring outside in and inside out and tell all the stories you like. And I just believe these things breathe heritage.
Yeah, and how long have you been preparing for them and how? Where will they be housed? What will you do?
Yeah, so it's been about a four-year journey to date, and we're basically having to build our own depot and rail siding. So we've just become a registered private siding. Not too many of them come online these days. And we're actually building as we speak. We'll take delivery shortly of our workshop, which has got its own pit. So we can't have the trains if we can't maintain them. So we've been quite a preparation for this one, and also to build our own siding, to have our own storage line and our own display line, and of course the operations through the workshop itself. So right in the middle, Longreach, just off Eagle Street, 95 Eagle Street, is our new depot for the Outback Rail Adventure, and we're all very excited. But it's not what the train is, it's what it's going to become with the stories that it brings with it and the stories of Longreach and Western Queensland that will live and breathe through its windows.
Yeah, so how will tourists enjoy it? They will be able to jump on and go for a ride.
Yeah, so what we'd like to say is we're not in just the transport business. We're really in the experience business. So we've got some wonderful things that we've been working on the last few years. So, you know, imagine a little product called a silver tail sunset. We go out over the floodplain and there's a secret waterhole. We pull up and have fine wines and canapes of bush tucker and local inspiration. And that comes back and you can have an offer then to go to Smithy's Outback dinner and show to finish the night off, or just head back to the caravan park or the motel, or for the locals to come out for an evening. And then we're going to support Ilfracombe and go out there on Sunday when they have market day. So there'll be a market day train. And then we've got a wonderful new product that we're really excited about called the Great Dar River Run, and that'll go out about 30-odd k's out of Longreach, and it'll see every land type that there is in the Longreach Shire, all in that one strip. And we've got, we're a savannah guide operator, so we like to interpret and bring alive what's outside the window, but also talk about the heritage of what's inside the window as well, and have a really interpretive thing on the way up, but then let people really get that rock and roll and feel the relaxation of being on a heritage rail motor coming back into Longreach. And then we've got a little Bluey's Flyer product that we're developing for people who just want to have a spin on the train and go out to the sale yards and back. Oh. And so that's what we're going to start with. The aspirations for this project really in the big picture is in time, if we can, to connect Emerald with the Outback. There's 6 flights a day coming in and out of Emerald. We get 1 into Longreach. So the idea is to link that up with an immersive experiential rail journey. And rail is a point of difference, you know, like you just can't duplicate that one quickly. It's 4 years to get to this point, and there's so many people that have been a part of this that want to see it happen, and it's been really wonderful and reinvigorating, I guess. When you're in business for 30-odd years, you tend to have a few experiences, and not all of them are good. And when you have some enlightening stuff happen, it refreshes you. And this new product is certainly refreshing Sue and I, ready for who knows what.
To come and visit Longreach. Alan, what a great story that is. Good luck with the trip to get these 2 trains, 2 motors to Longreach over tomorrow and the next couple of days, and also again next week. Thanks for speaking with us this morning.
Pleasure, anytime, and let's keep in touch.
Yeah, good on you. Alan Smith from Outback Aussie Tours. What a journey for those 2 trains.
Well, and trains are romantic, aren't they? Can you imagine? As he was talking, I'm thinking, someone could have a wedding on the train, and he was talking about rock and roll. What about a rock and roll band on the train as well? And think about when the Longreach Rodeo's on. Fantastic, all those tourists going on the trains.
This is ABC Radio Brisbane.